Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Keep up the good work.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate that you share your opinion.
Hot Radio Maine.
I super appreciate that they're in line with Marv.
Maine's Hit Music Channel.
So I keep seeing this little meme of this guy.
Oh, yeah.
And it says, share a piece of lore about yourself. And everyone is quoting it, telling these crazy stories.
What's that stick figure from to begin with?
I don't know. But he's pretty cute. But people are sharing stories, unbelievable stories, crazy stories that have happened to them in their life. And they're so unbelievable that they tell everyone that they ever come in contact with. Like, anyone who knows them has heard this story because they've told it so many times and they'll probably continue telling it.
I'm good for like 10 of these at least.
Those kids' kids and their friends and all this stuff. So I thought it'd be fun if you share a piece of lore about yourself.
All right. Yeah. I feel like I have like 10 stories that are in rotation that I say all the time. People are like, yeah, I know.
The glory days.
We know when you had brunch with Justin Timberlake and you were sat next to him.
You do know that.
Yeah, I love bringing that one up. What's some lore about Tara Fox?
I have plenty, but one that I was recently thinking about that popped into my head is, more often than not, when there is a murder in Maine, I'm like, oh, yeah, I knew them. Like, I somehow know who the murderer is or the attempted murderer. And it's just a weird, weird situation. And it popped into my head because I'm always saying, isn't it so crazy that you could go to the grocery store and the guy next to you picking up an orange could have killed somebody and you don't know?
There is.
And we're just walking around and there's murderers out here.
There's a stat of like how many like psychopaths you've come in contact with in your life,
or
serial killers possibly.
Right. Or they're going to do something really bad and you just have not a clue. And then I was like, wait a second. This has happened to me multiple times. I don't know why I'm saying this. Like, isn't that so crazy? Because it's literally happened. There's been 3 times where someone I went to high school with, attempted murderer. That was really creepy. And then when I was in college, there was a murder in Scarborough and the guy worked with my sister. He was on the USM campus. I knew who he was. And then I was thinking about this time that popped into my head. I had completely blocked it out because it was so terrible. When I was a waitress, I used to regularly wait on this family. Like once a week, they'd come in. They were always my table. I felt like I kind of knew him. Dad's a murderer and is now in jail.
Wow.
So 3 times, I feel like that's a lot.
They, you know the game, what is it, like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon and you can like take any actor and like...
No, I didn't know like, it was with Kevin Bacon.
I feel like that's how it started. Maybe that's because I'm older.
Because I've heard of that term, but it's so Maine.
But for you, that's what we like to play here in the office.
I know.
Not necessarily with murderers.
Just anything, but any headline.
Maybe, oh, they're going to be a new client or this or that. I'd be like, Tara, do you know so-and-so? Because you literally have a connection to, I feel like, everybody in Maine. It's scary.
Yeah, it is pretty scary.
Like, oh, that's my cousin's best friend who used to babysit me and his dad helped me get out of a ditch once. So I'm like, what?
Whether I want to know these people or not, I do, apparently.
I don't know if this
very
is
a small town.
I don't know if this is giving off too much of the information. I don't want to like, it feels like a touchy subject. The fact that you are somehow knowing of these murderers, but there was one.
I think it's because I think it's because of my birth chart.
Well, there was
one. To be quite honest with you.
I don't know if they were a murderer, but there was somebody that I remember committing a crime and you were in their like Twitter.
he was the attempted murderer.
Twitter cover photo.
I was
literally, a picture of you.
I was like, oh man, I went to high school with that guy. He was so nice. What happened? And then I was looking him up on socials, as one does after one of their former classmates attempts a murder. And I'm like, oh God, I'm in his cover photo.
Yeah.
And he can't take it down.
No, because
he's locked away.
I don't know what his privileges are.
So yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm just very approachable. I do have that issue where strangers will come up to me and tell me their life story.
What does it have to do with your birth chart?
Well, because I'm a Pisces moon and rising. I feel like I just attract.
Oh, got it. Yeah, of course.
I think I have one of my 8th houses is in Scorpio, and apparently that means death or something. So I got weird stuff going on in my life.
Okay. Fair
now
enough.
Now I want to hear your story.
What was the question again? How did you word it?
A piece of lore about yourself. So a story that's very unbelievable that you tell everyone you know.
I'm trying to think of one that I haven't said on the actual radio before. Well, all right, here's one. And I want to incriminate myself because it could possibly, I think it might be a crime. I had a DJ friend when I was out in LA, and there was a major artist who's still relevant to this day and was dropping an album. And my friend hit me up and knew that I worked at the radio station and knew that, you know, my thing was to find new music and get it on the radio station first. And basically what happened was he said, I got this entire album for you. It hasn't leaked on the internet yet. Nobody's got it. take it and do what you do. So met up with him.
Doesn't sound legal.
Met up with him at a club, got the album. It was dirty. Stayed up all night and cleaned it. And we had the new Etude at that station as well, out in LA. And cleaned it all up in time for the new Etude. And that day,
this album hadn't dropped.
Hadn't dropped yet. And it was highly anticipated. And that day, the record label came in to play the album for us as like a preview. And we sat there through the entire meeting and listened to the album, laughing to ourselves, knowing we have the entire thing and are ready.
Were you singing along?
We're ready to play it in a couple hours. So the record label leaves. We actually made plans to go meet up with everybody was kind of friends in the group. We made plans to go meet up with them later and play basketball together.
Who? The
record label reps.
Okay.
Yeah. So they leave. 2 o'clock comes around and the DJ, Shouts to Felly Fell, starts playing the album that I had cleaned up. And immediately, like, this is LA radio. So immediately the label's like, what is going on? The artist is flipping out. We got, they were faxing cease and desist. We had a promotion with the artist and they were like, stop playing it. He's locked himself in the mix room and he's going song by song, playing it on the radio. And the music director over there at the station's like,
pounding on the door,
like, you got to stop. Like we had like basically a meet and greet situation with the artist and they're like, we're pulling the promotion. We're not going to do it if he keeps playing the album. Da 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 da, you got to stop. And he got like maybe 2/3 through the album before they like had to cut it off. But it was like crazy buzz. And then the part that gets a little crazier is we had some sister stations. And so the boss man, I don't know if I was an intern or if I was just like an assistant in the music department. I wasn't making any money. I was just like hustling at this point.
Just hanging out.
Yeah. And so when like the boss man comes to me and is like, basically was praising me and was like, hey, can I get that folder with those songs so we can send it to our sister station? I said, sure. And I sent that folder. I sent a link to the sister station and somebody over there put it up on the internet and it just...
On the internet?
So it was all my edits of the clean edits that this album leaked.
So that's what people were downloading on LimeWire.
Exactly.
Because
it hadn't leaked anywhere and it leaked from there apparently and then turned into this whole situation.
I mean, that is an amazing piece of lore.
And then we went and played basketball with the label and they were like intentionally fouling us and it was getting a little rough. And it was because they were getting the heat because
I forgot about the game.
The artist didn't believe that they didn't give us. The artist was like, you went there for a meeting, you played the album and you didn't give it to them. They just magically had it and they played it an hour after you left the building. So the artist was accusing his label of dropping off the album.
You broke their trust.
And And then like I said, I was only like an intern or somebody. So one of the label guys starts blowing up my phone. I'm sitting there. I'm like, I'm not answering.
I wouldn't either.
I'm like 21 years old. I'm like, no label guys call me at this point. I'm just kind of like a person in the background at the station. And then he starts texting me. He's like, I know it was you. He's like, I saw it on your computer labeled when we were in the meeting because it was on my, the iTunes was up on my computer.
You fool.
I know, I'm an idiot.
Oh my God. But he didn't say anything. Came of it.
No, he was like, I didn't say anything. And like now we have a good relationship and he'll like joke about it. He's like, remember when I saw it on your computer and I didn't say anything?
Okay, but can you refresh my memory who gave you the CD in the first place?
It was a friend of mine that was a DJ that got an advanced copy of it because he was within the camp of the artist.
Okay.
And he was like, yo, I got this. I know you.
That's so crazy that the artist blamed the wrong people.
I know. He had a stitch in the camp, basically, that I got it from. And I literally, I think I was out too, like at a bar or like at a club somewhere. And I like I had to get to that club. And then I had somebody to pick me up because I was drinking. And I'm like, yo, I got the album. Like, let's go.
Play it in the car?
Yeah. So we're like, it's me and shouts to Justin Credible from the LA Leakers. We're like sitting in the car listening to the album. He's like, yo, I can't believe you got the whole album. It's crazy.
That is crazy.
So that's my piece of lore.
I feel like you could have maybe not a whole movie, but an episode, like an hour episode of TV, like docu-style series about what happened.
Maybe like 15 minutes.
No, I think it'd be very interesting to watch.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. And then, I forget. This is the icing on the cake. We go through with the promotion with the artist and we're... It's basically like a interview style. It does a couple songs and then a meet and greet with the fans. Mm-hmm. And so I'm there and I go to take a picture with the artist, and one of the jokesters that works at the station basically yells out in mid picture, goes, "That's the guy that leaked your album." And my face is like, and you can see it in the picture
that you're scared,
that I have to this day from the artist, where I have like this confused look on my face, like, please don't. And obviously the artist is not thinking of anything and just kind of is like, okay, whatever. But that's
you're lucky. Consider yourself lucky.
That's my lore. I would say the name of the artist off air, but I don't know how much trouble
I would not say it.
Yeah. We'll keep it on the low.
But you can text in and guess.
Yeah,
feel free. We won't tell you who.
So that's my lore. I think that's a different. I don't know if story. I've told that one. I've done the.
You've told that one to me. I don't know if you've told it on air before.
Yeah, I've done the Justin Timberlake one. I've done the one game of college lacrosse is like my favorite thing to say, that I've played one game of college lacrosse, and then getting arrested for selling illegal t-shirts outside of Fenway. Those are like my go-to stories.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain some to you one time,
Hot
man.
Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. Five things you need to know.
The Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore partially collapsed after a ship hit it on Tuesday morning. The rescue search for six missing people has turned into a recovery mission. All of them are presumed dead. President Joe Biden said the federal government would pay the total cost to repair the bridge, and he urged Congress for cooperation. I guess those that fell into the water were construction workers that were on the bridge at the time. They were able to shut down the bridge from cars going across.
Thank God. The whole thing is just so crazy.
Yeah, the video.
The
footage of it looks insane. Wild. I've driven across that bridge before on my way down to Virginia.
Yeah, I'm sure many people have.
And I don't want to say luckily, because there are six people presumed dead at this point, but luckily they were able to
block off the sides of the bridge.
Yeah, and it happened at like 1:47 in the morning, which I feel like that bridge is normally packed with commuters at certain times. And so could have been worse, but still terrible.
Still bad, yeah.
A woman who was born in Maine is accused of crisscrossing the country, claiming she was an Irish.
Oh, I was like, witch? What are you saying? Heiress.
Heiress. I always pronounce that word wrong. So I was hoping you would help me out
like
there.
Irish wish?
You corrected me last time, so I thought you would just jump in.
Harris.
That's what I like about us. We got great chemistry in the morning. We finish each other's
sentences.
Hey! Irish heiress. A psychic, a witch, and good friends with a movie star. That's what she claimed.
That's going to be me.
Marianne Smith is her name and is now facing extradition for a scam dating back more than 15 years in Northern Ireland. They're trying to send her back over there. Apparently, for several years over there, she stole upwards of $150,000 from people, scammed them out of money. She's been doing a bunch of scams. There was a podcast that dived into her story a little bit. I was reading all of the details on the WMTW article, which we'll link in the Five Things post on HotRadioMaine.com. Pretty wild stuff. It's almost like Maine's own Anna Delvey.
I know. I'm pretty sure I had a professor at USM. She was psychic, and her name, I'm pretty sure it was Marianne. It may have just been Mary, but I had to do a...
Could have been her.
Full sweep this morning to make sure it wasn't
her. We know you're connected to her somehow.
It actually wasn't her, but you never know.
Yeah, she would wear the designer fits, and she would talk a big game that she was just full of BS, apparently, scamming people out there. So yeah, she was arrested last month in Maine and is awaiting a hearing April 17th, federal court in Bangor.
Do we know exactly what the scams were? Was she just, you know, telling people's future?
Big list of it. You can check it out on the article. I just condensed it to save time. I don't want to give you the wrong details here.
If you were going to scam people, how would you do it?
I would never scam a person. I can't. My mind doesn't even work that way.
Okay, have some fun. My God.
If I was going to scam a person, how would I do it?
I would read tea leaves.
I don't even know what a tea leaf is.
You just serve them a cup of tea with some loose leaf tea particles in it.
Okay.
They drink the tea, and when you get to the bottom of the cup, the tea leaves have made some sort of shape, and then based on that shape, you tell them what it means, and I could just make something up on the fly.
All right.
Haven't you ever watched Harry Potter?
I'm going to do that, too. That's going to be my
scam. You're going to do that, too?
Yeah, I'm going to read tea leaves. If you could do it, I could do it.
How original. Okay. No. No, 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 no. I could do it.
That's your scam? I can't get in on it?
I could do it because I'm weird and I like stuff like that. That would not be the right fit for you at all. You would look like you had scammer written across your forehead.
So what do you suggest for me?
If I started trying to read people's tea leaves, they'd be like, oh, she's doing something.
What do you think I could get away with? Nothing?
Scalping. Ticket.
Oh, yeah, I could
whatever
do that.
Is that what it's called? You would have that trench coat and you would be like, well, nothing's hard copy anymore. So you would just have a trench coat full of phones with ticket barcodes on it.
Thanks. I guess I would do that.
Well, that's the better fit for you.
I mean, that's what I do with all the tickets here that people don't pick up.
You resell them?
No, I would never do that.
Why did you say that?
I don't know. I was just trying to make myself sound more dangerous than I am, I guess. More of a bad boy, I guess. Anyways,
number... He's dangerous.
Wow.
You would seem dangerous reading tea leaves?
He's got an edge to him. I just think I could do it.
That's my thing and back off.
Fine. I'm going to start... I'm going to be an astrologist. I read the stars and tell people their fortunes.
Yeah, you sound well-versed in it.
What's your sign?
Guess. You know.
You're giving off very... you're giving off very Leo energy. Are you a Leo?
No, I am not.
You're not a Leo?
No, I am.
Well,
but you knew that.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, you did.
I was just based on the energy from today's show. I was like, this is such a Leo.
I don't really think I've given off much Leo energy, except for when we were talking about the ring and I said, it's mine now.
You know, Leo energy there. And the fact that you were like, no, tea leaves, that's my thing. You can't have that. Such a Leo.
Okay.
Anyways, speaking of the stars in space, you can go to the moon now at the Portland Jetport. Literally.
How fun.
The second largest piece of the moon on Earth is now on display at the Portland International Jetport. It's no bigger than a little bigger than a rugby ball, I guess. And it's on loan from the Maine Mineral and Gem Museum. The Moon Chunk exhibit is slated to be on display at the airport for the next 5 years. So if you got a flight in the next 5 years, you can go see that moon rock over there. By 2026, Mickey D's locations are going to feature Krispy Kreme donuts there. Partnering up, apparently already 160 of them have Krispy Kreme donuts. The 13,500 restaurants across America will all feature them by 2026. They're going to deliver fresh donuts to McDonald's locations every day.
I don't buy this. They're going to deliver the donuts every single day. They're going to run out. I just, no.
That's
they're going to have to start making the donuts in-house.
Oh, at the...
And then they won't taste the same. I'm sorry. I don't believe it.
We shall see how it goes, but they're partnering up. The $1.13 billion Mega Millions jackpot, by the way, somebody won yesterday. Not somebody from Maine. Somebody from New Jersey. Ugh, what a smelly state. If the winner takes the cash out option, they'll have $537 million. Powerball is still growing, though, so if you're looking to be a millionaire, get that ticket on the way home. It's estimated $865 million for tonight, so another big one still there. That is five things you need to know made hot by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Accidents happen to be their specialty. 207 Call Joe or online at joebornstein.com.
Hot Radio Man.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
All right, I got a lot of Diddy updates for Dirty on the 30. After Diddy's L.A. and Miami homes were raided by law enforcement on Monday, following his involvement in an ongoing federal sex trafficking investigation, Sean Diddy Combs' attorney released a statement. He's calling the raid an unprecedented ambush and labeling the takedowns against his client as a witch hunt. I feel like anytime anyone says, this is a witch hunt, they're usually guilty.
I know.
Just don't use that term. Diddy's lawyer had this to say in a statement released on Tuesday. Yesterday, there was a gross overuse of military level force as search warrants were executed at Mr. Combs' residences. There is no excuse for the excessive show of force and hostility exhibited by authorities or the way his children and employees were treated. We saw two of his kids that were handcuffed outside of his Beverly Hills home. Mr. Combs was never detained, but spoke to and cooperated with authorities. He added that Diddy and his family haven't been arrested and can travel freely even after yesterday's incident. Mr. Combs is innocent and will continue to fight every single day to clear his name.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like they have enough evidence that they're looking for something specific. So that's why they destroyed his house in the process.
Yeah, I saw the video footage.
They didn't just do it for fun.
Who took that? I saw TMZ posted it, but who took that footage?
That's totally a body cam. TMZ is so connected with cops. They always have stuff first.
So they have like a leak in the police department that gave them.
That was body cam
footage. Yeah, that looked like body cam footage. I mean, they tore apart that house.
I know.
I'm not saying like it wasn't deserved. I don't know what happened. I don't know what they were looking for. But now, say you're innocent, you have to clean up your house.
I also don't think that Diddy would be dumb enough to hide things in his own home.
I was hearing some wild rumors. This is all like alleged, so like not like confirmed, but they were saying that they found like tunnels in the house and a bunch of different crazy stuff like that. Yeah, there was a ton of rumors that were floating around. While Diddy or his family didn't get arrested, a man described as Diddy's drug mule has been arrested on drug charges. According to TMZ, 25-year-old Brendan Paul was apprehended in Opa-locka, Florida. Paul was allegedly in possession of cocaine cocaine, marijuana, candy. He was arrested, booked, and then released. Paul was mentioned in Ronnie Jones' lawsuit against Sean Combs as a person who handled Diddy's drugs and guns. Diddy has denied all claims in the suit. Watching a TikTok on the background of this guy, Brandon Paul, it wasn't too long ago that he was playing college basketball. He was on Syracuse, then he transferred to another team. I can't remember what the other team was, and that's going to be a wild story, allegedly being Diddy's drug mule. How do you go from that, college basketball, to running drugs for Diddy? I guess
if he's paying you a lot.
Yeah, and playing basketball in Florida, you got connections. I don't know. That seems like a crazy story. Be interested to hear more on that.
Seems like something you'd see on Euphoria.
Yeah, what was going on there? Sean Diddy Combs has reportedly sold the Revolt Network. TMZ said an unknown buyer purchased Combs' stake in the company. The report says Revolt will continue to be Black-owned. An official statement has not been issued. Combs took a step back from being chairman of the network last year after the three sexual assault lawsuits, and now he doesn't even own any of the company. So there is everything we have up to date on what's going on with the Diddy story. Something a little lighter here, something that you might be excited about. A while back, we did a topic, what video game would you like to see be a movie? And you said,
The Sims.
And now that could be coming true. Barbie star Margot Robbie is producing a movie based on the life simulation video game, The Sims.
So close to Barbie, though.
Yeah, you think it's going to have a similar plot?
A simulation. I just don't know how they're going to do it. I'm very curious to see how. Are they going to incorporate the famous Sims families that when you start the game, they already live in the neighborhood? Are those characters going to be involved? Is it going to be more about a Sim realizing one day that they have control of their life? Because some of the cheat codes are, or I don't even know if it's a cheat code. I think in the game you can just do, I want to control everything my Sims does. They can have some control, or they have all the control. And it's more fun when your Sim is just walking around doing whatever they want to do.
What's your go-to cheat code? I know you have one.
Bool prop testing cheats enabled true mother load. So that when you start the game, you just type that in 50 times, you get a bunch of money, and then you can buy a big mansion. Otherwise, they want you to live in the mosquito shack in the swamp. I don't want to live there.
So you're cheating. You're just going straight to the...
Yeah, I love cheating in that game.
To the top.
Because it's more fun when you have all the powers and stuff.
No word on a premiere date yet for
also,
The Sims.
Also, are they going to speak English or Simlish? Because in the game, they don't speak English and it sounds like nonsense. They're like, Grobbledy Narupta.
You are a nerd.
I'm not. I just played the game a lot.
Now I just picture you and Tucker speaking Simlish at home together.
Simlish?
Isn't that what you said it was called?
Simlish.
Simlish at home together. Like that's when you say, what are we going to do for dinner? Grobbledy loop doop doop.
Grobbledy narup dop.
Oh, cheeseburgers. Cool. Like, you guys know what you're saying? It's so wild.
Is the Grim Reaper going to be in the game?
Gotta be.
Aliens, ghosts.
Yep, all that.
Is there going to be woohooing in the game?
If there can be a Lego movie, there can be a The Sims movie. They'll come up with a plot.
I hope they do a really good job. I hope they make me proud.
We shall see. No premiere date yet on that. That is your Dirty on 30 made hot and made by side by each brewing beer, coffee, and food for sustenance morning, noon, and night. Get chicken and waffles for brunch this weekend at Side by Each Minded Ave in Auburn.
Hot mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. Yeah,
every morning.
We have 3-day Boston Calling Festival passes that we want to hook somebody up with. This hour, 207-807-1104 is the phone number. And what are we going to do for these passes?
Well, I read something yesterday that got me thinking. And now, of course, I can't find the article, but it was about when you break up, whether you were engaged or married, should you give the diamond ring back?
No.
Why? Because I say no, too.
Oh, we're in agreement on this.
I'm in agreement because... if I was with someone for long enough that they proposed and got me my dream diamond ring and then it didn't work out, I'm sorry, but that's my jewelry. Even if I'm never going to wear it, I'm going to have it in my jewelry box and it's mine.
Yeah, I don't think
I should have to give it back.
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
So many people are either asked to give the ring back or they just give it back because they don't want anything to remind them of their ex.
I'm like thinking about my mom. I don't think she gave back the wedding ring after getting divorced.
The diamond. Yeah. My parents were crazy and they threw their wedding bands into the ocean and to have a fresh start. And then they got back together and then that flopped. I came out of it.
Everything I know about your parents just from your stories, I could see them doing like the divorce party. Like, it's over, but like, we're still good. Let's have a divorce party together.
But my mom kept that big old diamond and then she gave it to me as a college graduation gift. And I feel weird.
And you pawned it at Gold Rush Pawn in Sanford.
I would never. I I love that I have it, but I always feel weird wearing it. I feel like it's like bad energy or something because they were so rocky that I feel like if I wear it daily, it's going to give me bad energy.
What do you wear it as? As a ring?
No, my mom had it made into a really pretty necklace.
I was going to say necklace.
And
yeah,
I only wear it on special occasions like my birthday and stuff. But every time I wear it, I'm like so superstitious. I feel like something bad's going to happen.
So the question is,
do you think you should give back the ring after a breakup?
I think it depends on how long you've been together. Or you think definitely after the wedding has already happened, if you break up, you keep the ring. But if it's before the wedding, I think you give it back.
Why?
Because you didn't even get to the wedding. Let that guy have his money back.
Can you return
it? It's like a return period. You know what I mean?
Can you?
Yeah.
I did not know that. I did not know you can return jewelry like that.
Well, I don't think it really loses value. It's a diamond, right? It either goes up or it goes down, so they can go back and sell it and get their money back for it or give it to the next gal.
No, I'm keeping it.
No, I think
I'm not giving it back. Are you
kidding? My policy is there's a return policy with the ring. If you don't make it to once the wedding happens, then the ring is hers.
All right.
Forever. But if the engagement gets called off, boom, the ring goes back to the guy. That's my final answer.
I'm keeping it either way.
You're keeping it?
Yeah, it's mine. It was made for me. It fits my finger. It's mine.
Okay, how about this? You say no to the proposal, then you don't get the ring, right?
Well, duh, because okay. I didn't want it.
I'm just seeing how far you were willing to push it.
I'm not that greedy.
207-807-1104. Question is,
do you think you should give the ring back after a breakup?
Kaya in Fort Fairfield. The question is,
do you think you should give the ring back after a breakup?
I feel like it depends on how bad it ends. Like, if it's like really, really, really bad, I don't think I'm going to want the reminder of the ring. So at the same time, I completely agree with you. Like, it is made for me. It is supposed to be mine. So I think at that point, I would either probably do what your mom did with hers and just change it into something else, but keep the diamond.
Mm-hmm. I'm way too spiteful. Even if it ended terribly, I would say, yeah, and now you're definitely not getting this back.
You'd pawn it. You'd sell it.
Yeah, I'd do something with it.
Jonathan and Lewiston, all right, give us your answer. Are you giving back the ring?
No.
Good.
I think even if you get engaged, the ring is there. Because if you love them that much to go out there and spend that much money and, like, whatever, whatever, then, like, it's theirs. Like, you basically, like, you're giving them, like, a gift.
Yeah, it is a gift.
Like, you can't, it's a gift that says, like, I, like, want to love you, like, this much. Basically.
Yeah, but it's a gift that says we're going to be together for the rest of our lives. And when that doesn't come to fruition, you should get the ring back.
No, I don't think. I think if you're dumb enough to fall in love with somebody then and you're dumb enough to buy the ring, then that's on you.
Yeah, like, I think sorry.
It's theirs.
My feelings would depend on how we broke up. Like, if I found out a year into our marriage that she cheated on me, I'm going to try to steal that ring back.
Yeah, I kind of understand that part.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, I just thought of something here. A lot of people finance diamond rings because they're so ridiculously expensive. What if you were in the middle, you were still making payments on the ring, the engagement falls through, then what? You don't get the love of your life, you don't get the ring back, and you still got to pay for it.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, I feel like in those cases, I think people like actually get like the like police involved.
Oh, wow.
At least. Yeah, because then you're stuck making, like, what, like, $150 a month, like...
Yeah, for a long
for
time.
What? For nothing. Yeah, yep. For a long time. For
but like you said, nothing. You were dumb enough to ask the question, so it's on you, right?
Yep.
Brittany from Auburn, the question is...
Do you think you should give back the ring after a breakup?
No.
And why?
It's a gift, and why would you give it back?
Yeah, you're not going to give back, like, a hoodie that they got you from their trip to Bermuda.
Right, or so specific. Or anything else.
So we'll put you down for no, and we'll put you in the running for Boston Calling tickets, all right?
Yes, awesome. Thank you, guys.
Have you ever been asked by anyone you've ever dated for the gifts they've purchased you to be returned?
No, never.
Have you ever requested that?
No.
And I'm taking the DVD player.
I've been in a relationship where we've lived together and we bought stuff.
That's when it gets complicated.
Together, and then you had to decide, like... You
split it down the middle, yeah.
And then you come home and you go, where'd my bed go?
Looks like you're sleeping on the floor, buddy.
Oh, how quick can Bob's deliver? I mean, I got the TV, so. Amber in Fort Fairfield. All right, tell us, are you giving back the ring? What's the question? How'd you word it, Tara?
Do you think you should give back the ring after a breakup?
There it is.
I
would think it would all depend on the breakup. Like, if he cheated, no way. If I was leaving to go somewhere else or it was mutual, probably. I'm not a dirtbag. So, but yeah, if he cheated or it was bad, then no, I'm keeping that.
I like how you put it, if he cheated, no way. But if I was leaving to go somewhere else, instead of saying I was...
for someone else.
Yeah, instead of saying that you cheated, you just worded it a little differently.
I didn't say that.
You're putting words in her mouth.
That's basically... Where else would you be going?
Away. I don't know. Vacation, a long one.
That's funny.
I don't know.
That's...
Yeah, if he was a dirtbag, I'm keeping it.
But if you're the dirtbag, you got to give it back.
Yeah, or we broke up, like, mutual, you know? So, or if it was, you know, not that it's ever on really good terms often, but if it was, then yeah.
Somebody on the text pointed out something good. They said, what if it was a family heirloom? Then you probably give it back, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm not that kind of girl.
All right. So we have a lawyer on the text.
Ooh.
Or someone that is claiming to know the law, at least. And they said the law, or if you go to court, you're supposed to give the ring back if you split up before the wedding. The law says it's his ring on loan until marriage, then it's yours. Otherwise, it's his. Personally, I think it depends on who broke up with who and why. If I call it off, then I should give the ring back. If he calls it off, I'm keeping it. LOL. But the law says not until the wedding is it hers.
Interesting.
It's on loan.
So she's talking about, or they're talking about, before the wedding happens.
Which is what I said. I said,
I know, but I'm about to say, if your ex fiance takes you to court over a ring, I think it's like they're a crazy person and it's not worth it. Just give the ring back so you can move on with your life. Because if they're going to go that far, like, that's petty.
I think that in those situations,
it really costs that much.
It's not even over money. It's literally,
they just hate each other
over the pettiness of it.
Yeah, they want to win.
Megan in Biddeford, the question is,
do you think you should give the ring back after a breakup?
Honestly, no. Like,
same.
What, like, you know what I mean? Like, what's the point? Like, I'm saying if he leaves me and, like, it's not mutual or anything like that, no. Like, you gave that to me. That's a gift to me.
I agree. It's a gift.
Is there a point where you would give it back? Like, maybe if the wedding hasn't happened yet and it's still in the engagement period, do you give it back or do you still keep it?
No, you still keep it. That's a gift to that person.
Yeah, once the ring is on your finger, you own it.
And wow, that's what you guys think?
Your property.
See, I think that engagement, any store has a return policy.
Yeah, well, I have to agree to return it, and I wouldn't.
That's the relationship return policy.
Yeah.
Until the wedding.
No, there's no policy when it comes to that.
Okay. All right. It sounds like you guys are just being greedy and you're in it to pawn the wedding ring.
I would never pawn it. I just want it. It's my diamond. It's mine.
Yeah, I would keep it.
All right.
Yeah.
It's my precious diamond.
I wouldn't sell it.
What's that thing from Lord of the Rings?
So,
my precious.
So you're not selling it. What are you doing with it? You're like turning it into...
to have and to hold. It's
but only, it has bad memories. It's got memories of a relationship that you don't...
It's the only thing we got left of it. Just keep it in the jewelry box.
Yeah, it's a keepsake.
Yeah.
Exactly. Wow, I don't know. That's weird to me.
Hello?
Hey, this is Ryan and Tara at Howard Domain. Who's this?
This is Kaylee.
Haley or Kaylee?
Kaylee O'Reilly.
Kaylee O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Did you have a good St. Patrick's Day?
I did. I actually spent it sleeping.
All right.
Good for you.
That sounds like here. A very Irish name.
I know. It's my married name.
All right, Kaylee. The question is,
do you think you should give the ring back after a breakup?
Definitely not, especially if you pay for it.
You pay for it?
Yeah, I paid for part of my engagement ring.
What? I've never heard of this.
Yes. Yeah.
Was it to get the ball rolling? What? Why?
Well, I was actually on a trip and I saw the money go missing from our account. We had a joint account. And so, yeah, I helped pay for it.
So he took the money out of your joint account to pay for the engagement ring?
Yes.
Did he know that you know this?
I don't know. Like, I texted him. I was actually out of state and I was like, hey, is there a reason why $4,000 went missing from our account? And he just tried to, like, brush it off. And I knew. From then, I was like, I'm going to get proposed to.
Okay, so then how soon after did he get down on one knee?
Like, probably 6 months, I think. It was a while after.
Waiting, like, on it.
Yeah, building.
Did you say yes?
I did. We're actually now married almost 2 years.
Huh. So it worked out.
It worked out. It worked out. Hey, so maybe pay for half.
So I've never heard of this, but when you do get married, a lot of people do combine finances and what's yours is mine, blah, blah, blah. Yours, mine, ours.
Yep.
So I guess it's really not that crazy.
Yeah, no. We did it as soon as we moved in together. Like, we were already.
So you knew. Yeah. You knew you were going to be together. So you combined the finances. I mean, yeah, I can't really knock it because.
I'm going to play this call back out for my girlfriend and say, hey, if you want that ring, you're going to have to go in on it.
You're going to have to go halfsies.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's the new favorite norm. It's 2024. Let's go.
Yes. Yes. It's 2024. Pay for half.
Are you trying to win Boston Calling tickets?
Yes. Yes.
Are you going to take the guy that used your money to buy the engagement ring?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll take my girlfriend instead. She's more fun.
All right. Girls weekend. Let's go.
Yes.
Well, we picked your text. You're getting the 3-day festival passes. Congratulations.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You are very welcome. Ed Sheeran, Renee Rapp, Megan Thee Stallion. I think The Killers. The lineup's crazy. Yeah, you get to see everybody. Who are you excited about seeing?
Ed Sheeran is my absolute favorite.
There you go. Well, you're going to get to see him in person at Boston Calling. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Ticket giveaways made hot in Maine by CSL Plasma. Do the amazing. Donate plasma at CSL in South Portland and help save lives. Receive up to $200 your first week. Visit them at 264 Gorham Road or at CSLplasma.com for details. I'm sending this phone call to Tucker, too.
Why?
So he knows that the...
We don't have a joint bank account like that. We didn't combine all our finances. We have one shared savings account, and it's collecting dust.
Is there enough in there for a ring? Time to...
Yeah, actually, there is.
Time to take out some money.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Since somebody from Jersey won the $1.1 billion... Tara and myself are back here at work today, but I might be leaving soon, Tara.
Why?
I might be getting a new gig. I'm gonna apply for this Wiener Connoisseur gig.
Excuse me?
So BetUS is looking for a Wiener Connoisseur. The person's gonna get to tour 30 Major League Baseball stadiums in search of the largest wiener in the country.
Well, isn't that fun?
I love a good hot dog, glizzy gladiator here, ready to go. It's not a joke. They're actually looking for someone to keep track of the length, diameter, weight, and price of every hot dog at MLB
ballparks. What in the world?
The winner will get all travel expenses paid. You'll receive $2,500 in cash and a $500 MLB gift card.
But you have to travel the country.
Yeah, you get it all paid for, though. And you get to eat hot dogs.
That can't be good for your heart.
I'm going for it. I'm applying right now on betus.com /PA
connoisseur
/MLB how big is your wiener is actually the...
They are getting a little crazy with us.
They're literally leaning into the...
They are. They're leaning fully into it.
The wiener website. It said size does matter.
Who thought of this?
I don't know. Maybe you can bet on the size of the... here's the description. For the official Wiener Connoisseur position, we are looking for someone who considers themselves a passionate hot dog connoisseur, has a strong opinion when it comes to grilled versus boiled dogs, is well-versed in the world of wieners, and smiles at the idea of a little sausage fest. Grilled or boiled?
Both. I love when I go to a place, it's usually a baseball stadium, and they have... The buns are steamed and the dogs are boiled.
I was going to say I go boiled.
Because I like the bun to be warm, but I hate a toasted bun or a grilled bun. I don't like a crunch.
I love a boiled hot dog. I eat both, but if I had a choice.
Right? Yeah.
What are the ones at Costco? Are those boiled? They must be.
I don't think they're boiled. They look like they're on the rollers.
They're just like heated.
Yeah, but they're delicious.
There's a third option, and that's whatever the 7-Eleven Costco hot dogs are.
The 7-Eleven hot dogs are actually good. But one of the best hot dogs I've ever had at a baseball game was at an Orioles game.
Really?
Yes. Oh, I remember being amazed by it.
There's a hot dog spot that I really want to try that has like weird hours. I want to say it's in like the Saco area. Is it like Flo's Hot Dogs or something like that?
Like in Auburn, I thought. Lewiston or
no,
Auburn.
No, I've been to the one in Lewiston, Auburn. That's like all the politicians go there.
That's Simone's.
Simone's. Yeah, I've been there. That was good.
Flo's Hot Dogs is in Cape Neddick, Maine.
Yeah.
I'm adding that to my 2024 summer bucket list.
What's so crazy about it?
I've just heard good things. I just hear people say like they get good hot dogs.
There used to be a place called Chicago Dogs in Scarborough, and my family used to go all the time.
I love that spot. I'm so sad that it's gone. I would get my car washed, and they would do the interior. Like you would pay them on the weekends. They would do the inside of your car as well. Mm-hmm. So I would go, and it would take like 45 minutes. So I would drop my car off, 45 minutes, boom, down a couple of Chicago Dogs. Now it's like a faux place.
Fuh.
Whatever.
This is so off topic, but have I ever told you about the time years and years and years ago that I was at that car wash with my friend and she was like a big group of friends and we were all getting our cars done. So we were sitting on the bench while the interior was done and it was a nice summer day. And all of a sudden we saw Emily's car coming out of the car wash and then it kept going and then it kept going. And we were like, is anyone in that car? And our other friend had to run across the parking lot and jump in it and slam the brakes before it went into one of those little ditches.
Oh my God.
We were like, what happened here?
There was probably some high school kid that was supposed to stop it at the end of the line that got...
It was just in neutral and it kept going and going and going. We were sitting on the bench like, isn't that your car, Emily? She was like, yeah. And we were waiting until, you know, you had to jump in action. We were like, is someone in that? Because she had a tint. And then it got a little too close and then Michael ran across the parking lot. I had to stop it. I forget about that sometimes.
Not to keep bashing that car wash because I think...
I went back after.
But one time they didn't put my mats in the car and when I picked up my...
They stole them.
Yeah, when I picked up the car wash, my car at the car wash, I was like, where are the mats? And they put it in somebody else's car.
Did that person leave?
Yeah.
They crack me up over there. You never know what's gonna happen.
No, but they did. They did pay for new mats for my car.
Oh, well, that's very nice. And I would like to say this, it was at least 10 years ago.
Yeah.